So now we move on, Dave, to a portion where we call a person, a stranger.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
And I don't know. Sim knows what the relationship question is going to be.
Oh, God.
This is going to be fun.
But this is why we talk about...
Are we Skyping?
Yeah, we're audio Skype, not video Skype. Yeah.
But they... I don't know what they're going to ask us, but, you know, the whole sort of conceit of the podcast is that I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Part of the fun.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Cecilia.
Hi.
Hi, it's Sim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Anna is here, and so is Dave Bautista.
Hello.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Cecilia, you are considering an unorthodox life decision. Tell us what's on your mind, and hopefully Dave and Anna can help you out with this. This is going to be interesting, guys. Are you guys ready? I don't know. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know what Cecilia is going to say. Hey, Cecilia, I just want to thank you in advance, though, for submitting the question. But now I'm going to try to shut up. It's hard for me to do that.
So I am considering proposing to my long-term boyfriend.
Oh, cool.
Super exciting, but also super terrifying.
I love this. Okay, so have you guys talked about marriage before?
Yeah, we've lived together for 2 years and been together for 8. So it's definitely we've definitely talked about it a little bit.
Is he going to be absolutely shocked?
Yes.
She sounds really nervous even talking about.
I know.
So I want to get into a little bit of like why you feel like you need to propose to your boyfriend as opposed to the other way around.
I mean, I love this.
I think
it's
great, man. I would have flipped out if my wife. Oh,
really?
Proposed to me, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I would have said yes in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing to hear because when I spoke to Cecilia earlier, she really needs advice. It's not a question of whether or not she wants how he's going to feel. Right. She just really wants advice on. And correct me if I'm wrong, Cecilia, but you really want advice on how to actually do it, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's my big thing. Because when you're a guy, you buy the ring, and there's a lot of tradition behind you, which I'm sure can be kind of suffocating, but also gives you a little bit of guidance. And I feel like I'm kind of walking out and doing something totally different, which is exciting, but.
Oh, well, I
don't know what I'm doing.
So do you ring size?
Wait, are we really? So you think that she should buy a ring for him and actually get down on one knee and propose to him?
Well, I just want to know like the mechanics of it. Like, how is she going to find out his ring size?
Wait, but
that's a hard thing to find out.
Does a proposal have to be a ring proposal?
Doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's never going to wear a ring.
Chris, when we were engaged, he wore a ring. Which I thought was incredibly... he wore...
But you never proposed to him, though.
No, I never proposed to him, but I thought it was really sweet that he had, like, a silver ring, a different ring, that he would wear as, like, an engagement ring,
I guess I had kind of...
That's so cool. He's never going to wear a ring.
You mean, will he wear a ring after you're married?
He works with his hands with motors all day.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he's told me he has zero interest in wearing a ring simply for the mechanics of having to wear a ring.
Would he get it? Well, okay, we can get to this part later. I will say, what's interesting? This is a little sidebar. So Chris, there's that weird thing again. But so Chris, when he plays characters, as do I, we have to take off our rings all the time. And we usually leave them at home. So every once in a while, there'll be a tabloid blurb about like Chris Pratt spotted without his wedding ring. What does that mean? And anyway, that's a weird celebrity annoyance thing that I can't really complain about.
Like,
but
the whole ring thing, you can kind of, I mean, that's not the most important part of. Yeah.
But I think it is for a woman because.
Well, would she buy herself a ring?
Right.
So you put this on my finger then?
That's a really good point. So are you going to want to wear an engagement ring too? Are you guys going to go shop for an engagement ring together? Or how's that going to work?
I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. I would assume I don't have an issue with wearing a ring. So I would be perfectly happy with the ring. Right. But we are also both in our 20s and broke as all can be.
Yeah. So
I'm not too bothered about the actual ring.
So you guys have lived together for 2 years. You want to you guys, you want to start thinking about the future and stuff. Now, are you at all worried that he would be, you know, would be as enthusiastic about the idea of going into, of taking this next step?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. We've been through a lot together. We've done long distance. We've had his family's been sick. He's been there through the birth of my little brother. Like, we're in this for the long haul. He's my partner for life and I'm his. Like, that's not.
So you need like practical romantic advice on what to do, on a budget, on how to propose.
Yes.
Okay. Dave?
I don't. My proposal to my wife didn't go for like I planned. So
it didn't. Why?
Oh yeah, it's a whole nother story. No, I don't mind telling.
Yeah,
it's
if you want, we would love to hear about it.
Well, it's not romantic at all. But I had originally planned to do it like, kind of very simple. Like I was going to take her to the beach. She loves the beach. Grew up on the beach. So I was going to take her to the beach, and we're going to have a nice day, and I was going to do it there. Nothing super special for it. I just wanted to be nice, have a nice environment. And, nothing super elaborate. It didn't happen like that at all. It actually happened the day before I planned on doing it, and it was because of something that happened that just made me very emotional.
Oh.
It's actually more of a funny story than it.
But that's nice that it came out of like an emotional, spontaneous place.
I didn't want to wait. I just felt like it ended up being the right moment for us.
When Chris proposed to me, he had this beautiful plan. Right. We flew to this really special place up in Washington State on a tiny, terrifying plane, like one of the ones that, you know, has two itsy tiny seats in the back, and you're like, oh, Cessnas, totally. Yeah. But I totally knew it was going to happen. I mean, he didn't know that I knew, but. There were too many things. It was my birthday. There were too many things lining up. We had talked about it for a while. But I loved it for that, also for that reason that that I sort of felt, I was nervous, but I also felt kind of emotionally prepared that it was going to happen. But I don't think, I mean, if you had all the money in the world, I would say, and if I had more money, I would fly you guys to Tahiti so you could propose to him.
I kind of feel like especially if you don't have money, then like I always think of, what do you guys enjoy doing the most together? I mean, what puts you guys in really good moods? What do you love to do together that you would love doing together for the next 50, 60 years? I mean, it could just be one of those days. I think you just have to.
What about an awesome hike? I don't know if you live.
It's just going to make you guys both feel like this is it.
Yeah, like a great view.
Yeah.
A great view is important, whether you're on the beach.
Definitely don't have to spend a lot of money.
So, Dave, if you're, that's that exact situation. Mm-hmm. You want to, if you were to be proposed to, mm-hmm. What would you want? You want it to be in the perfect setting. Would you want?
No,
would
I mean,
you want your
be perfect? But
it would. It would be like a setting where it would where you guys have some history or there's some kind of familiarity with it.
I think so. I think that's what would make me feel good. Make me feel.
Now, would you want a ring? Or would you want nothing? Would you just want her to just tell you how she feels and just speak from the heart and say, "Look, you're the love of my life. You're my life partner, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?" Is that the type of thing where it's just a conversation?
If it had gone that way with my wife, I would. Yeah, that would
like that. Okay,
great. And when we first got engaged. Obviously guys don't wear rings, but I got a tattoo on my finger. So
it's really?
Kind of a commitment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I told her because I don't like jewelry, I don't hardly ever wear it. Every once in a while I wear a watch, but even when we got our wedding rings, I said, I asked her if she'd be upset if I didn't wear it a lot. Cause I work out a lot but I ended up, and she said, no, she didn't mind, but I ended up now I wear it all the time. I don't know why. I just feel comfortable with it.
Gotcha.
But no, I mean, the ring definitely would have been.
Do you think that he would be the kind of guy that would like a private or more public display?
Oh, 100% private.
Yeah.
Do you guys have in terms of like what Sim was asking, like a hobby, like a either? I mean, I love to hike, so I would you know, if I were in your shoes, I would take Chris. I would drag him because he doesn't always love to hike, but I would drag him to, like, you know, Los Angeles. There's some great mountain hikes, some beautiful views, with like a picnic in my backpack, and
that's always great.
And do something like that.
Where,
like,
do you guys live?
Yeah, we grew up in New Hampshire, both of us, but we are living in Chicago.
Yeah,
so not a lot of mountains, which is actually something he really misses from home, is hiking, because we.
Right. Well, maybe
so
take
much.
A trip together. Why don't you go someplace together?
Or like drive. Like, they're on a budget.
Drive.
So
yeah,
like
they drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. My girlfriend Amy, who went to Northwestern University, so is familiar with Chicago, suggested Lakeshore Drive.
Yes, we spend a lot of time on the lake. We live about 2 miles away.
Yeah, and I think like, I don't know, a glorious picnic, but I do think a day trip might be really fun. I mean, and maybe even if you guys could afford like a, you know, a place for a night, a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure she shouldn't do a ring of any kind, though? No? Or maybe, or like a, I don't know, or just something physical to commemorate. Like, I don't know, like a leather bracelet, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think a ring. I don't think she should present a ring to him.
Okay.
I think that's either something that they do together, or he should buy the ring for her. I don't know. I'm just being a traditional guy.
I know.
But
I just wonder if there is something that is like, I don't know,
some type of memento.
Something.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what that would be, though. I'm not.
It should be maybe a piece of, like, a, I don't know, a piece of jewelry, maybe, or something for a guy that a guy wouldn't, maybe, I don't know.
I know.
I was going to say watch, but
a
that doesn't make sense.
A lanyard that you made at camp when you were in fourth grade.
A friendship bracelet. Or Does it have to be something, or why can't she just ask him?
It doesn't have to be anything.
I don't think so.
It doesn't have to
be
anything.
I think it just can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you, I mean, it's a commitment thing, you know.
But it's telling that, okay, so he misses nature. So I think you should explore this, like drive north or wherever. I don't know much about Illinois, but if you can drive and find some, I don't know, cool little place to stay, cool little hike, little lakeside picnic.
Yeah, bring some food.
Plan a,
there you go. Good idea.
Plan a nice little weekend. Do you guys have anything special coming up? Anybody's birthday or an anniversary or anything?
No, all of our birthdays and Christmas and our anniversary and New Year's are all within a month and a half of each other.
Ooh. Okay, well, then I think you just say, baby, you know, I want to take you away for the weekends. We're going to stay at, like, you know. We're
surprise him. Yeah.
Stay at a little Motor Inn and be in the woods. It's springtime. Oh, that's sexy. Yeah. That's just hot.
So when are you planning on doing this, Cecilia?
I haven't figured that out right now. Right now I'm working about 60 hours a week.
Wow.
So I'm kind of waiting for my head to come back above water.
Okay.
We're at the busy period at work, but
in the next couple of months after you propose to him, will you please send me an email so we can, so you can update us and how it went? Cause we would love to.
And I love this. I love this. I love that. I love it that you're a romantic and you're taking charge, and I just love it. And please let us know how it goes. Yeah. I'm thinking he misses the mountains, so do nature and an awesome, like, romantic picnic.
That sounds excellent.
Hey, Cecilia, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We really, really appreciate it. And I'll wait for your email. Congratulations in advance.
Yay, I know. I know. Please. We want to follow up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I will, I promise.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So let's do one more call. I'm going to call her right now. We're calling Morgan, and she is 24, and she's in Florida.
Okay. So, Dave, when did you, she'll probably pick up the phone, but right away, but when did you guys get married?
October.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. That's awesome.
Hello.
Hi.
Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. It's Sim. Anna is here, and so is Dave Bautista. How are you?
Hi, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
We're great. You are one of our lucky callers because you have a manly man. I'm like sitting across from Dave. But
Dave, she's talking about me. Dave, there's no way that you're manlier than me. Are you kidding me? Look at me and look at you.
So you get a great man's perspective. But I tell you what, yes, Dave Bautista is just as like amazing in person, both physically and personally, and as you would imagine. Anyway, it's really fun.
She's like, who's Dave Bautista?
No, everyone knows you. Morgan, your live-in boyfriend of several years can't seem to pick up after himself. Dishes in the sink, clothes everywhere. Oh. You can't take any more of it. So Anna and Dave are here to tell you.
Dave had such an emotional reaction.
Yeah, I know. Well,
he would drive me nuts.
Okay, well then you have some advice for her then. So I'm gonna hand it over to Dave. Why don't you just tell me what's bothering you, and Dave's gonna tell you exactly what to say to your boyfriend.
I can relate.
Okay. So yeah, we have been together for several years. So, I mean, I had seen the apartment he had when he was living by himself. This wasn't like a big surprise. But yeah, he is super messy. And I guess my thing is he works like really long hours and, you know, 7 days a week jobs. So I kind of like, I guess I've been kind of lenient so far, but it's kind of gotten to the point where I can't always be his mom picking up after him.
Right. Nobody, that's not a very sexy position to be in.
I can kind of relate to this.
Okay, Dave, how can you relate to this?
I can kind of relate to this, and I'm not going to tell you if this is probably not the best advice, but my wife is a bit of a slob. God forbid she ever hear me say. And I have confined her to a certain part of the house that she is allowed to decorate, that she is allowed to keep as messy as she wants. And other than that, I clean up after her.
You do?
I just suck it up, and I just, because I knew what I signed up for.
Oh, you're a good man, Dave.
Well, I knew what this, it's not my fault. It's not her fault that I'm so anal about everything being neat.
Yeah.
And she is a certain way, and I'm a certain way, so I just do it now. I don't complain about it. I just do it. I know she's going to be messy. I just clean up after her, and I just don't even think twice about it.
Okay, so a few questions though for both you guys. So you know how, and I'm not a total slob, but I'm not the neatest person. Like I'll let a few clothes pile up, but then I put them away. I do subscribe to the idea of like messy room is messy mind kind of a thing. So like I make the bed every morning, even if, you know, there's a couple things out and about or whatever. But and I think Chris is kind of the same way. But if I give Chris a list, because he doesn't see it, like at least like I'll see that something's messy and I'll sort of put it off for a minute. But I see it. I'm not at the point where it's like I don't see it. Because you know how some people who are habitually messy truly don't see.
I don't think Sarah sees it.
They don't see it. They don't see that like the cupboards are all open or there's dishes in the sink. Right. Like it truly doesn't bother them.
No.
And it bothers me.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, it doesn't drive me nuts, but it nags at me. It's definitely something that's in my brain that's like, that needs to be done. That needs to be done. But Chris responds really, really well to lists. Like if I write him out a list of chores, he loves crossing things off. He loves it. And so it's different if I ask him to do something because he's usually focused, like most men, on one thing at one time. So when I ask him to do something, he's usually doing something else, so he doesn't hear me, which is also frustrating because then I find myself nagging at him. Because he truly doesn't hear it. It doesn't enter his brain. But if I write him a list, and he's told me this before, he's like, baby, just please write me a list. And then he will, I don't know if your boyfriend is of this makeup though, but if I write him a list, he works really hard at accomplishing it because he really loves the satisfaction of crossing something off.
Is he working so much that he's just, I mean, is he too exhausted to just pick up after himself, or he just comes home and he just throws his clothes wherever and then he goes to sleep because he's got to get up early to go back to work? Or?
And does he complain to you about if the bathroom's messy or something?
Oh, does he complain to me? No, I would say it's kind of what you were just saying, where he literally, he doesn't notice it.
Yeah.
Like, he does this lovely thing of leaving a wet floor, a wet towel, like, on the floor, and then he'll just reuse that towel. And I don't know if that's just a guy thing.
No.
but I do think he would respond well to, he is pretty good. Like, when I have told him in the past, like, you know, on Sunday, we're going to be doing this and this and this. Mm. He's really good at responding to that. I think it is just, I don't know. I mean, for me, like you were saying, when it's a mess, it really just, I don't know. I guess it kind of bothers me, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
But for him, he does not think about it at all. Like, he could live in a pigsty and be fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your neatness level?
I mean, I wouldn't even say I'm the neatest person. And I grew up in a household of boys. I wasn't, like, terribly neat. But I'd say probably 10 being the neatest, I'm like a 7.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm like to hover between a 6 and a 7.
So which means that your boyfriend's probably, what, a 2?
1 to 2.
Wow.
So he wouldn't notice, let's say you didn't clean the bathroom for 2 months. Would he notice? I mean, if he's using towels off the floor, they probably eventually smell a little mildewy. There must be like a little bit of like a honey. You are getting a little bit of towel rot on your skin there.
You know, if I didn't clean the bathroom for 2 months, which I definitely could never get to that point. But I think he would notice. It would kind of be offhand like, huh, that sounds kind of gross. But, you know,
well,
I think he would eventually notice.
It seems super promising that on Sundays, like if you guys set out a list of chores and then you guys could go do something fun as a reward. It's unfortunate that you kind of have to be the leader on this because sometimes I feel that way too. But it's great that at least he has the ability to be cooperative in it.
Right.
And so I definitely think making the list, doing chores together, and then going and doing something fun on a Sunday evening, like a movie, dinner movie, like right. some kind of reward program, you know. But he gets rewarded for
cleaning after himself, which is something that you should be doing anyways.
Well, but you know,
if you clean up after yourself, I'm going to take you to the movies.
It's unfortunate, but it really kind of.
Or maybe like I would, if my wife said, "I'm going to make us dinner. Why don't you, you know, do clean them, whatever mm-hmm. my mess is." The good right. thing is that he's open minded about it.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, not yeah.
Saying no, sure. you clean it up.
Yeah, like gotcha. I'm working
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Right. It's exactly what he would say.
Yeah, I don't. Sure. I mean, I always. Yeah, I like when my wife stays home and cooks for us because we, you know, we eat out all mm-hmm. the time and because we're always both busy and around. Mm-hmm. I like when she does that and. You know, let him
you don't
be
mind.
Productive while yeah. she's being productive right. as, you know, she's kind of, that's a, like a reward thing. You know, she's cooking dinner for them. No, I don't know. I'm throwing out
that
ideas.
Makes sense.
No, it's true. I love it when Chris, like if he does, I know we totally fall into the traditional roles a right. little bit, but, you know, I love doing laundry and watching reality television yeah. while he's outside doing the outside right. chores, working in the garage, sure. organizing stuff. Like I love... Yeah. I love that. I love that. Yeah. You know, it's he's a hardworking guy, but I do think that the list making thing is key. And when I'm telling you what, like when Chris, if I put down, please, like clean the kitchen right. on the list, he cleans that kitchen like nobody's
See,
business.
That's great.
He
I mean,
like
that's...
takes like the scouring. He's like inside the burners, cleaning the oven. Right. Like he's. He does it, a yeah. job from top to bottom. It's yeah. just that it takes a little cattle prod.
It's the list, though. Yeah. If it wasn't for the list
that's
written
right.
down,
yeah, that's
he wouldn't yeah. do it.
What does he do for a living?
He is, he works in politics.
So he would be good with getting a list, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like he's
I
probably
so.
Used to being... like either delegating or like having chores assigned to him at work. So he could have some chores assigned to him at home.
Yeah, I think the list is a great thing. You say, baby, you knock this out. I'm going to cook us dinner. We're going to sit down. We're going to have some wine. And
Look, it's working for Chris Pratt. So hopefully it'll work for your boyfriend too.
And then once you start getting used to, once he starts really getting used to picking up after himself and cleaning, he will start to notice the mess more, and it will irritate him. It might take a year.
Or he'll just he'll make the effort more.
Yeah.
If he knows that it bothers her so much, or just if it becomes a routine, you know?
Exactly. And he'll start to see it, because you get used to you get used to mess, and you get used to cleanliness.
For sure.
Will you let us? This is such a great question, because Morgan, every couple deals with a version of this.
Yeah.
And it's...
It's not easy living together.
Uh-uh. Yeah. It's all the little things.
We're about to embark on this journey in a week.
Morgan, Sim and Amy, who's here on our podcast too. Amy, will you say hi?
Hi, Morgan.
They're about to start living together, and I'm really excited for them.
Oh, we have a special guest walking in right now, Chris, who's about to take a seat.
Chris, will you just say a quick hi? This
Chris,
hey Morgan,
is embracing
Chris just got
Dave
home
right
from
now.
Work. Will you just say,
hey Dave, so, wait, come up, come up here, sit over here, so you can listen, so you can hear her.
Honey, Morgan, you and
we were talking about you for the last 10 minutes, by the way.
Morgan's husband is a mess.
Boyfriend or husband? Boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
He's, honey, he's a bit of a slob. She doesn't know what to do. So I said...
Forgive him.
I said that you respond really well to lists.
Yeah.
Like you...
It's true. I work well with a list. If I don't have a list, I forget.
That's right, because you don't hear me when I ask you to... Because you're singularly focused.
Right. Usually what's at the top of my list is not listening. And if you give me another list, I'll look at what's the top of that one.
Check.
But Dave was saying that his wife is a little messy, and Dave is very, very clean and neat.
Super, yeah.
Oh, really?
And that irritates me too. But I've gotten used to it, and I've accepted it. And she's gotten better about it because she knows how much it drives me crazy. So she puts more of an effort. But she's still a mess. Like, I still end up cleaning after her just because I'm anal. Like. Stupid stuff, but it's now I'm so accepting of it, because that's just the way she is, and she just doesn't realize that she's leaving stuff all over the place. So
totally,
I just pick it up. I don't even think twice about it. I don't let it annoy me. I just pick it up. You know, there it is.
Morgan, do you think there's chores, like we were talking about earlier? Because I was saying, honey, that you like to work outside. You like to work in the garage. Like, there's chores that we like better than other chores.
Yeah.
Like, I like laundry. I like dishes, because then I can watch my stupid programs. Mm-hmm. And Chris loves to be outside. Like, do you think there's chores that he prefers? You guys could do like make a list of your top five favorite chores.
You know, I'll try and make something his favorite. But I think that the list is actually a really good idea, because he is, I should say, like, he's so good. He's like the nicest guy on earth, but it's just something where when I tell him to clean or whatever, it just like goes in one ear and out the other.
And
so I think to have a list and like tape it on his computer or something.
If you make it super broad too, then it's going to be, if you say you got to clean up after yourself, that's like way too broad for guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Make it
specific about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Usually it's, I'll do that after I'm done with a video game. And that never happens.
Right. And you have to be even specific, like with the cleaning product. Like, clean the sink with, I don't know, whatever. I don't.
What chores do you have that are outside? Do you like live in an apartment or a house?
We're in a really small apartment, so unfortunately not much outside.
Right.
Mostly it's just, for him, it's a lot of like clutter, like, you know, laundry that gets folded doesn't get put away for 2 weeks. I think he would really just live out of a bag if he could.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think the list is the way to go. Let's see how that works out.
Yeah.
And put like something at the bottom of the list, like have the list be like, put away laundry, put away DVDs, clean up bathroom,
go down.
Wipe
on me.
Down tables. That's a you get blowjob. And see how fast she, he gets to number five.
I was saying she cooks him dinner while he's talking about the list.
No, wait. You know, I was going to say. Dave suggested dinner, and Chris and is suggesting blowjob.
And I was saying you get to go down on me.
Sorry, so I'm not comfortable with you offering yourself.
Get done first.
Make a whole day out of it, man.
Hey, Morgan, seriously though, this is a problem that affects everybody. Every single person can relate to this. And please let us know how it goes and if the list works. And he sounds like a really nice guy, and I'm glad that but I totally hear what you're saying, that you don't want to become a nag. That feels it does not feel sexy to be nagging somebody. And so I don't know. Let us know how the list goes, and we can continue to like work on the problem, because this is a problem that everybody knows.
Thanks, Morgan. We really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks, Morgan.
Morgan,
yeah, bye, yay! Morgan. Bye.
Thanks.
This is amazing. So we have both of you guys here right now. This is exciting. Yeah.
It's so strange to see Dave not in drag makeup. Like, I forget. I've spent, I think, the majority of the time that you and I have spent together, you're in the head-to-toe drag makeup.
Yeah.
And he always gets there before me, leaves after me, because his makeup process is so long to put on and take off.
I was telling him that he, I think that I should help him find some really great storytelling podcasts. I mean, I'd love, you know, you can listen to ours or whatever, but like something that can really take your mind off of the process, because there's some really great ones out there.
We can recommend a few good ones. We just have them in your ears. It's an alternative to music. I'm sure you listen to music while you're getting your makeup done,
but
this is an alternative to music, and there's some compelling podcasts out there.
There's good news ones. There's great. Yeah. Anyway, I'll write you the list.
But I wanted to know, Chris, when you found out that Dave was going to be your co-star in Guardians, what did you know about him beforehand? How thrilled were you? How excited were you? Was there any apprehension? And then how has that changed from the time that you've known him, worked with him, and through this new movie that you're doing with him right now, the sequel?
Oh, man. Well, we screen tested together. So that was a big thing. I think James knew that he wanted Dave.
Yeah.
And I think he thought he wanted me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And until he saw the two of us together, both what we brought to it with just the rhythms of our own spirit, but also size wise,
right?
It really helped. Drax needed to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Drax the Destroyer is a big dude, but I'm for Hollywood a pretty big guy.
Yeah, real big.
So that, I think everything lined up and all the boxes checked off. It had to be a physical thing, which so often it is, but it also had to be the best person for the role. And both Dave and I walked into these roles with a script that was already written before James knew either of us.
Yeah.
And so I would say the way that it's changed is now in the second script, James is writing these characters to really with our voices in mind.
Right.
Whereas before it was just Drax the Destroyer, and it was Peter Quill / Star-Lord, and we did our best to make those voices work and to fit them to us, and we would amend some things in the process of the first film. Now it feels like a suit that's really tailored to us, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And it just fits right. Like,
remember,
all the jokes. Like, Dave is crushing. Yeah. He's getting the biggest laughs.
Right.
Really, you'll see when in
from
this,
James. Because James, I think James gets such a kick out of Drax.
No, James. Yeah, I do
but
too.
It's
really
you
funny.
Do an amazing job. Your delivery is incredibly intense and serious and dry. And even that clip that's been floating around of your audition.
It's so funny.
So great.
Yeah.
But I remember Chris telling me that he was going to audition with you and how excited he was. to be able to do that.
Yeah, because I had a rare insight into this type of thing, because my friend Ben Davis is, you know Ben, he's
know
an
Ben.
Acting coach, right. And an actor in L.A., but he's also an acting coach, and he does a ton of things like this where he's, you know, just a good, solid actor, and he's friends with James, and he's a big dude, and so he had been reading the role of Drax for all of the auditions for James. So I got kind of like an insight to all the, you know, he didn't ever tell me anything. He wasn't supposed to, and he had signed a non-disclosure agreement, but I got the sense that there was one guy who was Dave,
because he was there for my audition.
That he was there for your audition, and Ben knew that you were going to get the part.
Yeah. Now, Chris, you knew Dave from his WWE persona.
Yes.
You know, Bautista, the Animal. He made it to the top of that industry, and now here he is working with you on a movie. Now, I want to know, like, what surprised you most about Dave on a personal level?
This is probably the answer you'll hear from everybody, is just that Dave is a really gentle and kind, humble person. So that he's not a bad guy, you know?
The animal,
Bautista was like, kind of like a bully and went out there and was mean. And you know, so... so big and bold and brash, and you know, Dave is just like the complete opposite. I mean, I really think
Is this your first time on the show?
I've done this a couple of times.
We haven't done a full show with him yet.
But yeah, I think that's probably the thing that would be the surprising, but
right.
That was, you know. But in the first 10 minutes of knowing him,
you were going to be lifelong friends with him almost immediately. I remember you were telling me, like, oh my God, he's the most amazing guy ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've had a really good time since the beginning and since London.
Yeah.
Remember the first time we all went out? It was me, you, and Jaimin, and we went out to that meat place, that steak place. And we were walking, and it was like three pretty big dudes. And we were like,
did you ever tell Anna about our romantic day there?
Oh yeah,
I want to hear about
Dave,
it.
Me and Dave went on a man date. I was like, it was just one of those things. Like, hey man, you want to go grab some food? Yeah, let's go. And then we go to this place, and
it was really romantic.
It
was like afternoon. It was sunny, so we were sitting like out on the patio, and it was, and he ordered like this big sausage platter. Yeah. Like, there's just all kinds of stuff wrong with this.
I don't think anybody would be mistaken as to who the bitch in that relationship would be, though. Like, I was like, oh man, at least 40% of these people here think that this giant dude is going to take me and just fucking rail me.
I always tell people that, and that, you know, the funny thing is, like, you're so big, and that was my big concern with the first screen test, was that you were so big. Remember, you had to take off your boots and stuff so I would look bigger.
Yeah,
because you're a big
fucker. He's a big dude. He's a big dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, automatic that you would be considered, you know, the bitch in that relationship. I mean, they might.
I will say, Dave the first.
They might think, you know, well.
No, it'd be pretty automatic. But in most cases, I wouldn't be. But this one, I just got paired up with the wrong cellmate. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Chris, honey, before we wrap this up, I do have one rapid fire question for you that we asked Dave earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Sim, where are the papers? Mm. I just want to ask Chris really quickly this one question. Okay, here we go.
Got it?
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have sex with a goat, but no one would ever find out, or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks you did?
Oh. Well, I've already done the first one. Oh, no, I blew it. Now everyone knows. Wait, so the thing is to either have sex with a goat and no one knows.
No one will ever find out.
Or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks I did. I would definitely fuck the goat. Like, how?
Maybe that was my answer,
can
too,
you
basically.
Guarantee that no one will find out?
Yeah.
How many times do I get to fuck the goat?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my husband, Mr. Chris Pratt. Hey, Dave,
poor
thanks
goat.
So
yeah,
much.
Thanks for
poor
having me.
Dave, what did you pick?
Poor goat. I said not have sex with a goat.
Yeah, yeah. No, he and I were on the same page.
I couldn't live with that.
These two were
poor
like
goat.
Kind with the goat. These two were like, it's okay if everyone thinks they did. They will know in their heart that they never had sex.
But you're
with
getting
goat.
Me to reconsider now that I think
I
about
will
it.
Know, I but you would know in your heart that every person you see is like, looking
I know.
At you,
I
thinking
know.
To themselves.
I don't think I thought it completely through. It's just one moment. Like how long? You don't have
it's
to go. To, you don't have to go
too.
To completion, right?
I mean, how hot is the goat?
It's a hot goat.
Yeah, for 10 seconds.
No. Oh, I couldn't live with that. Imagine the poor goat just looking back, like, what the hell, man?
See, Dave is a wonderful person.
He is a wonderful person.
He's better than all of us here combined.
Yeah. Hey, he is. He really is.
Thank you, Dave, yeah, so much. Thanks, dear listeners. And please follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. And please give us a rating if you if you feel like we read them all. And
it's been an honor to have you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And honey, thank you as always for being game to join.
Of course.
Goat fucker.
No, that's you, bro. No one knows about mine. That's you. You're the go-fucker. You're the go-fucker. I'm the guy who's like, and I'll even be like, gross. I can't believe you did that.
That's going to be my new wrestling nickname. Yeah, I can't be the animal anymore. No. It's the animal fucker.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thanks again.